Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi App Store okanye kwi Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is Where You At. Gave you the sounds of Rofhiwa Manyanga. Where is it? 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 And the title of the song, Grace of the Lord. I don't know, but I was dancing. But I don't know if Luko was dancing.
Of course.
I mean, you were hiding.
Of course. I mean, why wouldn't I dance to such a great tune?
The grace of the Lord. Lord.
And you can even sing. All right.
No, I know that you are a musician. You're not just a musician, but I know that you're a worshipper. You love the Lord. Who is Luko? Welcome, Luko. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Can we tell our family members of Radio Pulpit who Luko is?
All right. I don't know if I should still categorize myself as a young lady, but...
Oh my, you are.
I am. All right. So Luko is a young lady, born again, definitely. I am a mom to...
Yes.
Tomorrow, they're turning one, by the way, to twins.
What? Yes. Should we do this? Should we do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's already a year.
It's been a year, roller coaster year, I must say, but they're turning one tomorrow. I'm a wife. I am a mommy.
And how are you finding mommy life?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
It's been rough.
Why? What makes it
has been rough.
Is it because they are two, so it's double the...
Definitely that. And the journey from the beginning was quite complicated health-wise for them.
Yeah.
So that was quite a stretch for me. And I had to eventually go to the Eastern Cape and live there for a couple of months because I wasn't coping,
honestly. Was your dad there?
Yeah, definitely. But also he was traveling a lot. That's the thing. He was just traveling a lot. And eventually, I've come back to the big city and it's really just amazing.
Mm.
And yeah, so that's who I am. I love the Lord. I love radio. I love radio. It's literally all
radio.
I've ever known.
You are radio.
Yes.
But you are music. I think being music brings you very, you know, it connects so well.
Yeah.
With radio.
Look, I did music for a number of years, but I think I got to a place where, I don't know if I should say I was too comfortable, but I got to that place. And I think it's time to go back to it. I haven't been doing it for quite a while, probably 2 years now.
You haven't been singing?
I haven't been singing
Ganjan.
For...
Is it because of the little ones?
Not even. I think right before they were born. Obviously, I sing in my private
but
spaces.
But I know you're not telling the truth. It's impossible for you not to sing for 2 years.
I can't remember the last time I was behind the mic.
I'll tell you. Okay. All right. Behind the mic. All right. But...
Yes.
You singing, I know that you were singing this morning as you were preparing to come here.
Of course. Definitely. That's what I'm like in my private space. I still do. My mom will look at me and say, don't you get tired of singing? Look, but it's who I am. You can't really just get tired.
So welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you. My heart is so warm.
So tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing at Radio Pulpit.
All right. So I will be on air on Wednesdays. Between 12 and 3 and again from 4 to 6 on Friday on Spectrum.
Wow.
And so I will be cruising with you for those 3 hours on Wednesday, 2 hours on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you're ready to welcome me with warm arms.
Oh, the family love just loves.
Of course.
The voice says love me.
Oh.
Yeah, the voice says love me. Ntandi.
Okay, you're making me blush. But really, I'm excited for the journey. I must say, I really, really am looking forward to
we
it.
We are also excited about that journey. And yeah, today we are waiting for Usiskia Modisemoloto. I thought that she would have already clicked on the link and we're connecting to her because she has an amazing event that's coming. That's around the corner.
Okay. All right. I must say, when I heard Gia, I can be so stupid.
I know that girl.
My daughter's Gia as well.
Oh.
But she's Gia Muhit. So it sounds like, Gia, what's her full name? It excites me also. You must remember I'm Xhosa. So when I hear such names, I really just want to hear the full name.
Yeah.
Could it be the same with my daughters?
Kamuhetsu.
Yeah. My mom calls it Kamuhetsu.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Xhosa mom.
Yeah. I know. But anyway, let's take some song and then try to connect with her some other way, because maybe she's not winning when it comes to clicking on the link and connecting here. Because I think
technology.
Yeah, you're smart.
Technology. Yay. Can be unpredictable.
But you know, I woke up this morning and we didn't have lights. Actually, oh. No, I saw it was around, I don't know, I didn't know what time it was. So when I asked my mom says it was around 1 past midnight, and so there were no lights. So I thought maybe when I woke up there would be, but okay. There wasn't. Hi, Nimi Loyana. I'm typing stuff. I have to send emails, and my computer says, and then?
What are you trying to do? What's your problem?
What's wrong with you?
Why do you think you're special? I mean, the lights are out.
And obviously no Wi-Fi as a result.
No way.
So I'm like, oh.
No, at least you've got your computer. So I drove back from the Eastern Cape yesterday. Yes. And
you
only,
drove back yesterday?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And only when I'm in Western area do I think to myself, hey, bo, my laptop. I left it in the Eastern Cape.
No, we're not going to blame technology on that one.
No.
We'll just blame the twins.
At least you still have it.
We'll just blame the twins. All right, let's just try to connect with Gia, and then we're coming back.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
It's Genzela Ogu by Tabang Motapa local track coming out there. Good afternoon. It is Subungile Mofokeng with Luko Mgwediputi.
On Heart to Heart.
Yep.
Hey. On this awesome Monday, hey?
Yeah.
After a beautiful
long
holiday.
Hey. No, it's actually a Tuesday.
Is it? Yeah, it's Tuesday. Yeah, but it's our Monday.
Of course.
Then the family will understand and excuse us. And then we are now joined by Siskia Modise Moloto. Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon.
How are you?
You can hear me?
We can.
I am well, thank you. I am very well. How are you?
We are awesome.
Wonderful.
Gia, we know that there's an event that's coming, the Christian Business Women Business, what? Christian Women Business Network has got something that's happening, that's in the pipeline. I know our words are there. I know there's a gala dinner. Tell us a little bit about what's happening.
So the Christian Women Business Network is 7 years old this year in 2024. And we saw it suitable to celebrate and give thanks to God in a very special way. And one of the things that we are doing is having the Established Business Women Networking Summit. We are about networking. So most of what we do will be networking. So we're having the summit, and in the summit, there's a gala dinner, as you have already said. We've got Established Business Women Awards, and we've got a networking summit and a business expo and so forth.
Amazing. Hi, Gia. Now, tell me, how did you actually experiencing launching, or let me say making the concept into a reality?
You can still hear me because I'm struggling on my side to hear you.
Okay. Just hold on a little bit. Let's do this and then come back to talk to you some more. I think, Luko, let's just sort this one out first and then go back to Gia, because we don't want such.
We don't want to miss a single detail.
All right, let's do this and then we're coming back with Gia. Modise Moloto.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The time now, 29 minutes, just after 12 on 657 AM on Heart to Heart with Sibongile and Luko and with our beautiful queen, Siskiya Modisemoloto. Now you hear us, ne?
Now I can hear you loud and clear.
We are born, wow. We are born,
technology is technology. So,
Luko, oh. You were asking a question.
Hi, Gia.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to see you and hear your voice.
Same here. It's been a while. Now let's talk about this, Gia. I really just want to find out more as well. Tell me, where did the idea of the network actually come from? Where did it all begin?
The network came from, it was launched in 2017. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was staying in Durban, a new province that I had just moved to. And I found myself in a very dark valley. And I joined a church nearby that I did not know the church. I just Googled the church and I went to a church.
Oh, wow.
And in that church, I learned a few weeks after attending the church that they have a prayer, Wednesday prayer meet for women. I joined the prayer meet and I just loved the idea of being surrounded by women who pray together, women who are concerned about how you are doing, how you are feeling, that without judgment, they pray you back to health.
Mm.
And when I was sitting in that room, I found myself questioning, what about the many other women who are out there that need healing, that need support, that need a sisterhood? And against all odds, even though I was not feeling 100% myself, I thought to myself, let me organize that such a room where women can come. Those are the women that, as we meet on Wednesday, they are maybe at work or they are at home taking care of the kids. You know, their movement is not free unless there is a valid reason, something that they value to leave the office for, to leave work for. And the idea of Christian Women Business Network then came to mind. Mm. Why don't we come together in the name of God, talk about God, talk about our issues, and support each other in business? In 2017, it was a thought, and now this year, we are looking back and saying, wow, it's 7 years later.
Pella, I don't know, we are people of noise. So should we go whoop, 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 ba, 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 ba. Look at her laughing.
When a dream has actually been realized, literally is everything.
Yeah, but you asked something on launching as well.
Yes. Now tell me, Gia, how did you then experience launching or, let's say, making the concept into the reality that it is right now?
Launching the network was physically easy, emotionally challenging, mentally challenging.
Sure.
Remember, I mentioned that I was in a valley, I was in a dark valley, I was in a place where physically, emotionally, and mentally, I did not know. I was a stranger to that place. Mm. And I was faced with life-threatening challenges. Yeah. But the desire and the call from God to do this was stronger than the feelings, and I knew that I could not ignore it. I had to take that step and make the move and bring it into reality, because I know how it is to be lonely, to feel lost, to even miss God, because we get in such dark rooms that sometimes we fail to see God in the darkness because we are so focused on the darkness. And that's why I believe that He takes us through experiences in order for our ministries and our purpose to be clear to us, for us to live and execute what we are called for. So coming from that dark place and having to launch this idea where I don't have the energy, I don't have the funds, I'm really better off in my house, in my room, behind closed doors. And I know that out there, there are people that are not expecting anything positive from me. You know, sure. Those moments where you feel like the world is against you?
Yeah.
Those are the circumstances that the Christian Women Business Network was born into.
Yeah, so it's 7 years. It's a 7 years journey.
The number of completion.
The number of completion, perfection. So how has it been? And what are some of the lessons that you have learned that are outstanding?
You know, one of the lessons that stands out for me is that when you are in your purpose, one way or the other, God provides. And there are moments where my work is to really create a space to call women to this space to do what they want to do, but to give God the lead and say, Father God, you take care of this space. You do with it as you will.
Yeah.
We do that with ease because I'm just taking instruction from Him. But we live in a world where funding can be an issue. And I've gone through many periods, many instances when we are preparing for something and we just do not have the funds to cater for whatever it is that we are preparing for. But I have seen God come through. I have seen God come through at the last minute. I have seen God instruct me to act against what makes business sense. For instance, if you are hosting an event, we sell tickets. And God at last minute, like the one that we did at Clerkstop last in May, God at last minute said you will not sell a ticket.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm telling you will not sell a ticket. And I stopped selling tickets and Lord and just did what He does. And I think a week before, we had a donation from one of the women in Clerkstop that covered all our costs.
Wow.
So, I'm compelled to ask a question. What kept you going? What made you hold on? Elia on Luko says, she has been on it for many years. And one would ask then, with all the challenges, no sponsorships, no all that, but what kept you holding on and moving forward in spite of it all?
In spite of it all, I knew that I had to do it. There was no question about it. It has been hard. And God kept on planting ideas and messages in my mind. And the women of the network show appreciation. You get an odd message every now and then to say, thank you for what you do. You have changed my life. You have impacted my life. Or I met such a woman at your networking event, and this is where I am in business right now. More than that, it's a burning desire in my heart to do what I am called to do. And I'm called to serve people. I'm called to heal people. And I'm called to inspire. So there was no question in the line of CWBN that I was on the right path. And as difficult as it has been, God has always shown up. God has always shown up. I must tell you that I once hosted an event in the Eastern Cape. As you know, I live in Pretoria.
Yes. In the Eastern Cape.
Yeah. My province.
I left the Eastern Cape and prepared everything and got to the Eastern Cape, and there were only 3 women in attendance.
Sure.
Yeah.
You have booked the venue, you have catered, you have gone all out to make sure that the event this a success, and it's what's supposed to, what God wants it to be to women. Mm. And I arrived there. I left knowing that the bookings are very low.
Mm.
But I said, it's not my business, it's God's business.
Mm.
So I'm just going because the date was prayed about, the date was has been spoken about for so long, and I'm going. And I went there believing that God is going to do what he will do. Came the morning, there was about 3-4 women in the audience. We had the best networking session ever.
Wow.
It was intimate. God showed up. We shared more than we could have shared. There were 60 women in the room. And those are some of the things that show you that God is in it, and what he wants you to do is uniquely from him. And I should not look with my naked eye to say, this is how it should look, or this is how the world expects it to look. So I think that I have been going, and I keep going, because of the close relationship or the closeness that I keep the network to God. I just keep it at his feet, and I'm just a vessel, and I'm asking him, and I am surrendering to him to say, I am here. What is next?
Wow. You're actually challenging me to say, you know, if God has said it, then it settles it. It's not going to change. So whether I'm going for three, like you're saying, people or two people, it really is immaterial. What matters most is I've spoken to God. He's given it an okay, and it's really going to have an impact on somebody's life. Wow, Kia.
Yeah.
Wow, I must say. Now, tell me, how different is the network now as you look at it and as you journey from what it was probably when you started?
When we started, it was an idea that I understood clearly. It was a vision. God gave me a vision, maybe not a full vision at the time, because I never thought that we would be celebrating 7 years. I never thought that we would have a footprint right through South Africa. I never thought that we would have members that are beyond borders. I never thought that we would have a magazine that is a partner of CWBN, Arise magazine, that will touch many women's lives. So at the beginning, it was an idea that I'm bringing women together. Women bought into it. But what we have now is a sisterhood.
Wow.
We have a sisterhood that a woman in Durban can be on the phone with a woman in Botswana because they met through CWBN. And there is a common trust. There's a common trust that if you are a member of CWBN, certain behavior is expected from you. I'm expecting you to receive me in a different way, in a particular way.
So we
had an idea 7 years ago. We had a room where women used to come in to network, but now we have a sisterhood. Now we have a real tribe that depends on each other and that trusts each other.
Sure. So when you're talking about sisterhood, I'm asking myself, what is so important about sisterhood that we need to learn from? Or also those of us who are outside. I know that Kia would launch in the Eastern Cape, in Durban.
Yeah.
So you would be launching in different areas. But what's so important about sisterhood?
I know from my own personal experience that when women feel loved, when we feel supported, we are able to thrive. Now, sisterhood is a safe space. When we talk about sisterhood, you talk about a relationship and a space where you can be authentically yourself and not afraid that you will be judged or you will be treated otherwise because of how you look or how you smell or what you're wearing, or the color of your skin, or the size of your business, or whether you're employed or unemployed. A sisterhood for us as Christian Women Business Network is understanding that we are all the same. We may be in different circumstances and stages of life, but our need is all the same. At the end of the day, we all need love. We all need support. We all need to see the work of our hands be successful. We all need to be prayed for. We need to pray with somebody. We need somebody to call that does not judge you. And for me, that is the most beautiful gift that I feel the Christian Women Business Network has gifted the women in the network. And I speak for myself as well. Mm. As the founder and the leader, I get support from, I mean, you wake up on a day like today where you are really feeling down, mm-hmm. and out of nowhere, a woman calls you to check on you, and you end up being in a prayer for an hour. I have not announced to anybody that I am going through a difficult day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And because of the sisterhood, because of the connection, because of the Holy Spirit working through us as one children, as a unit, somebody is able to be prompted by the Spirit and say, call that child of God.
Hmm. Oh, wow. I love that, because I think most times women are infamous for just not getting along, you know, when you're able to gather that much strength also to say, Lord, I've heard from you and I'm gathering these women because we need to really be in one voice. Now, Gia, what I also really just like to know, you know, just from sitting here thinking, I see, you know, as much as you have a vision and, you know, it's transforming as you go, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, What shape would you want it to take as you go? What do you see this vision as?
Yeah.
Because you saw it when it began. You probably had just a glimpse of it. Yeah. But as it's going, it's transforming and it's, you know, revealing all these other facets of the dream.
You know, Luca, as you're asking this, I'm also wondering that did God show her everything? Or was it like the children of Israel?
Where he keeps showing just a piece.
You know, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
So what are you really seeing it as you go? Do you have more dreams of it, or is it really a full package as it is right now?
It is not a full package. There is much more that the CWBN has to be a vessel for God for to his daughters in the marketplace, in the world. There is much more. It is not my vision. It is not my plan. God kept on revealing the next step and revealing the next step. Like I said, I had a breakfast in KZN with 80 women.
Sure.
I did not know that 2-3 years later, we would have branches or chapters in different provinces and women connecting across provinces. I did not have that idea, nor did I have the vision or the dream. I have come to believe and understand, and I'm surrendered to his plan with my life, with this ministry. There are desires that I have as a person, as a child of God, as a person that is very, I'm very grateful for grace, and I honor grace, and I think and believe that grace is so important. I want to translate that into the women that are in the network. And with grace comes true support. With grace comes true understanding. With grace comes, you know, allowing a person more room to maybe falter or to fall and get up and go to stand by their side when they are falling and lift them up. We are so focused on our businesses that my bank account is empty now. I have to push harder to achieve. I would like for all of us to, at a point, stop and say, part of my business plan is to check up on another businesswoman.
Wow.
It is to check up on another professional. It is to check up on the project that whoever is running. How can I support that project? So as much as we are there for each other, I would like for it to be on our to-do list. So now you're asking me a big question and I'm giving you a small answer on a one-on-one basis.
For now, it's enough.
But
trust me.
Those small things that are going to make a difference and are going to impact. My dream is, and I say to God in my secret prayer, that may they look at our businesses and see for sure that those businesses, God is at the head, you know.
Sure.
I want our Christian-led businesses to thrive and to shine, not for our sake, but for God's glory. Those are part of my dreams and ideas, but I am not married to them because God every day says to me, focus on this, do the following, set that goal and chase that goal.
Sure. Yeah, you are such a wonderful woman of God. And I'm asking myself a question, Khore, how does she do it? You know, when you're in waiting, Luko, when you're in waiting and waiting for God to bring resources, bring money, and you know, he said on the 6th of June.
And then the 5th comes, nothing yet.
How do you do that? So I'm going to ask you to respond to that, as you also saying how we can be part of CWB. And for those of us who are listening, we are in the marketplace, or we aspire to be and would like to be part of CWB. And can you just bring the two together?
To be in the waiting, to answer your first question, to be in the waiting is not easy. It is not easy. It can be heart-wrenching. It will give you sleepless nights. Mm-hmm. You will doubt yourself. Mm-hmm. You will doubt if you are in your calling or not. You will ask, did I misunderstand you, God? Why is it not a smooth ride? That is part of the waiting. I encourage people all the time, go back and remember the time that he came through for you. Go back and remember when, without anything, everything came together based on prayer and faith. When we journey with God, we should not expect it to be easy and smooth sailing, because what we are doing for God and what we do for his children, it's not something that what we call the enemy likes. So he will also come and go out of his way to disturb, to make sure that what must shine for God does not shine. So when we go through difficulties and challenges, we also need to keep that in mind.
Sure.
When we are children of God, we also accept the fact that sometimes we mishear him.
Sure.
We mishear him. I pray to God to always, please, can you, I need to make it easy for me and allow me to know your voice. I want to know that this is your voice, because I am committed to you. I'm committed to serving you. I'm committed to making your name famous. I'm tired of the struggles, God. I'm tired of the struggles of when I'm struggling, I'm asking myself, is this really what God wants me to do? Am I the person that's called for this? But because you know the word, because you know God's character, I don't believe there's anybody that has had faith in God and now they do not have faith anymore. You cannot become unfaith. Faithing cannot be undone. Once you know that God is God and you are able to hope in things that are not there, and you have the conviction that they will be there, and God has come and shown you, you can't now all of a sudden say, I don't believe anymore.
Sure.
So we hold on and we keep on going, and we focus on what he's called us to do. I always say that he has whispered something in your ear, and that whisper must come to manifestation.
Sure. My queen, then how do we become part of a Christian Women Business Network? And tell us again what's happening, when, how should we be part of it as well? I know the last time we were voting, the awards are around the corner.
Yes. To become a member of the Christian Women Business Network, we have got a WhatsApp group that where you can start 082-970-6035, or you go to our social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. In our profile, there are different links, and one of those links is information on joining us as a member. We call each other sister friends. We are celebrating with the summit, the Established Business Women Networking Summit. We want it to be a big one. We want it to glorify God. We want it to plant seeds of establishing in our hearts and in our businesses. We have speakers from different parts of the world. We've got speakers from different industries. We are just going to go out of this world to make it a special one. And at this moment, we are hosting on the in the beginning of July, the 5th and the 6th of July. And we are still in discussions with our partners to finalize everything. But on the 6th and 5th of July, expect a gala dinner, expect award ceremony where women will be recognized for the leadership style or impact that they had, for the good work that they do in their different corners, for the impact that they are making, and the fact that they've been doing that thing for a while and it is impacting lives positively, and there are women that are known to be willing and wanting to help other women. So the awards would be bestowed to those women that carry the values of the Christian Women Business Network. However, the awards are open to women who are not members of the CWBN, because one of the things that we cannot do is discriminate. We call everybody to the body of Christ. So as much as possible, we do not discriminate.
And you know, I love Luko and I because we are wearing the colors of CWBN.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice.
My queen, thank you so much for talking to us. And we can't wait. I know Radio Pulpit will be there on the 6th and the 7th. And you said we can visit your social media platform, CWBN, Christian Women Business Network. And the WhatsApp number again, 082-970-6035. I'm just helping that one who's slow in writing. And then they're like, Spongile, that was too quick. Yeah, that was too quick. So it's 082-970-6035. Your last words, my queen?
Kia? My last words, whoever is listening, whatever situation that you're in, I feel in my heart that I should remind us that we must always be encouraged. He said that I will never forsake you. He said that I will hold you up with my righteous right hand. And no matter what you're faced with, be encouraged even when you do not have hope, when you feel like the world is closing in on you. Be encouraged that He is a faithful God and He will come through to you. And pray for whatever you're praying for, believing that it is already done, and say amen to it. And as I'm saying this, I'm also praying for those that are finding themselves in desperate situations, desperate challenges. And I'm asking God on your behalf, may He come through, may He show up, even if whatever you're going through it's not solved or resolved today. May God be a God of mercy and grace, that He shows you, He gives you a sign today that He's with you and working on it for you. I pray for all of us in the living name, in the powerful name, in the life-giving name, in the sea-parting name, in the mountain-moving name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
And amen. Yeah. Thank you so much, Kia. I know she will be back. Next week, you're back again, same time, same place. So we can't wait to hear what the Lord has in store for us. Have a beautiful one.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Wow, that was awesome, hey?
Yeah, empowering, I must say. Especially for us as women as well.
Especially for everybody who's starting something as well. If you're starting, if it's new, know that you're not alone. It's not yours. Most of the times we make a mistake of saying it is mine. It's my ministry. It's my...
Exactly.
It's not yours.
Exactly.
Allow the one who has called you to take charge.
Give it back to the owner.
Give it back to the owner. All right, family. We are going to the 1 o'clock news bulletin with Luko taking us there. The sounds of Tunzi Namba Mudimo.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Spongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.